Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In a landmark trial in France, 72-year-old Gisèle Pelicot has been speaking to the court to address evidence in a case where her husband and 50 other men are accused of drugging her and raping her over a 10-year period. Pelicot, who insisted the trial be held in public, has become a powerful voice for victims of sexual violence as the trial has exposed the harrowing abuse she suffered without her knowledge. Now, to tell us more, we're joined by reporter with Deutsche Welle News, Rosie Burchard. Rosie, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's go back to the beginning. Where did this happen and when did it start?
So the beginning of police uncovering this was, they were led to this by discovering allegations that the main man accused in this trial, Dominique Pelicot, who is the husband of Gisèle, was caught filming illicit videos up the skirt of women in a shopping mall. And police then were led to investigate him. And that led them to uncover a stash of meticulously organized videos on hard drives, laptops, etc., which prosecutors say showed dozens of men raping Gisèle Pelicot, his wife, over a 10-year period. And that led them to a bigger investigation in which they have now accused and charged 50 men. So they managed to identify 50. There are more which they believe they have not yet managed to identify, which were documented in this video evidence. They are now on trial. Dominique Pelicot, the main accused, stands accused of basically recruiting these men online, drugging his wife, and having them rape her without her knowledge. So pretty gory details of this case. I should say that most of the accused deny rape. They say in various different ways, essentially, they were tricked by Gisèle Pelicot's husband and that they thought they were taking part in some sort of fantasy and that she was either pretending to be asleep or was complicit in this, which, we'll see what prosecutors and the court has to say about that.
How did Dominique Pelicot go about drugging his wife?
We've heard some of this in the court testimony, according to court reporting, that we heard Gisèle, for example, saying there was moments where she thought it was a moment of kindness that he would bring her an ice cream or a drink or something. And she thought he was taking care of her, and actually within that contained drugs. And that's led to a big debate around cases of what is known now as chemical submission. So being drugged and then being raped.
Now, he had all sorts of tactics. The men that he brought, I don't know how he recruited them, but they were instructed not to wear any aftershave or cologne, lest when she came to, that she might suspect the presence of someone else.
Quite. I mean, what you can see, according to the evidence from the courtroom, is really that this was meticulously planned, orchestrated, as I said, over a decade without her knowing. And you're right that he asked the alleged perpetrators not to wear cologne so that when she woke up, that she would be unaware of this. And I think that has really compounded her. We heard some of the emotion basically from her coming across in the court. We've not heard from her very much directly. Mostly it's been her lawyer who's been speaking to press, but she spoke in the court yesterday and talked about this immense feeling of betrayal, as you can imagine. She said she was a woman who felt totally destroyed and that she had no idea how she was going to reconstruct her life or come back from this. And she said, you know, she's a woman in her 70s. It's probably going to take her many years to begin to feel normal again. And something that really stuck with me, or she was saying, I'm still trying to understand how this husband of mine, who seemed to be a perfect man, could come to this.
Now, the method of recruitment, I mean, how did he come across people who were willing to go along with this. Whatever they thought, whether they thought they were participating in a rape or whether they thought they were in some sort of sexual fantasy. I mean, how did he go about finding these people who would go along with his scheme?
He recruited these men online, mostly. And these men come from all walks of life, Pat. There are different ages, in their 30s and their 40s and 50s, different professions, some of them. Many of them are fathers, some of them are grandfathers. Plumbers, for example, and we've heard different testimonies from them in court, and also their family members, some of them speaking up and saying, look, this is not a bad man, it's et cetera, trying to defend them. And as I said, many of them saying they admit to being involved in a sexual act, but they do not. They insist it's not rape. That's for the court to decide, after all. But I think what campaigners are really saying around this is that the difference we see, all these different types of men standing up, is to show that these kind of myths around rape, that it's a stranger with a knife in a lane or something like this in a dark night, that in fact women, rape victims, survivors, are often most unsafe in their own home with people either they know, in this case, of course, it was people she didn't know, but who were recruited by her husband.
Now, pornography seems to have had a role to play in this, because there's something called asleep porn, which some of these people may have subscribed to, and certainly her husband. The idea that taking advantage of someone who is asleep, be it chemically induced or otherwise.
There definitely is a big discussion around the role of porn in this. We've had at least some campaigners saying they are convinced this was a part of this, and it has been included in some of the testimony from the accused, saying that they were not. Some men, for example, have said, well, they weren't particularly shocked that she appeared to be unconscious because it reminded them of porn they had seen online, and that's why they thought it was they claim that they were therefore not involved in rape, and they thought they were in some sort of a game. But of course, that is, that's sparking a big discussion within France about the role of porn. And it, not just that, Pat, I mean, it's really a major moment in French culture. There have been demonstrations all over the country in support of Gisèle Pelicot. She has become the face of a movement. And there is now also, it has sparked a big discussion on the definition, the legal definition of rape in France.
Now, Dominique Pelicot, the former husband, they are now divorced, understandably. He is not defending himself. He's guilty as charged.
He has admitted to drugging his wife and recruiting these men online. But the trial itself is expected to last for a couple of months. We're not actually expecting verdicts until around about the 20th of December. But as you can imagine, there's lots of different verdicts to be given, with each different person involved, each accused having slightly different arguments of their individual situation with different evidence. I mean, there has been evidence shown in some cases in court. So sometimes videos have been shown. Sometimes there has been kind of graphic explanations described in words. Gisèle Pelicot herself, while some of these videos have been shown, according to court reporting, has not been able to watch, has been kind of putting her head down as the court sees this quite graphic evidence of the crimes committed against her.
And it will go on until maybe December before we finally get verdicts handed down. Rosie, thank you very much for joining us. That's Rosie Burchard, who is a journalist with Deutsche Welle News.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.